What a privilege it is each week to uplift names and people in our prayers. This week, a couple people to take notice of. We do have three prayer shawls that we'll pray over towards the end of our prayers. Those are for Max Kloster. Max is still in the hospital. Also for Chuck Lane. Chuck will be going home today, I believe. I don't see Jan here. Okay, there you go. She's picking up Chuck to take him home. And then also, we're also giving a shawl for Peggy Krueger, who will be having surgery as well this week. Also in prayer, you'll see a few names here. Sarah and Tyler are in our prayer list. We're praying for them for recovery, for illness, and also Colin as he transitions. Colin and Kelsey, Colleen, that's Elaine's son-in-law. We're praying for him as he transitions from work and looks for new employment. Let us bow our heads. Almighty and everlasting God, you wield your almighty power in justice and mercy. Grant that all who wield authority in this world may recognize their power as a gift to be used in service to others. Give our leaders wisdom, that their use of justice and mercy may be a blessing to us and to the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, our Lord Jesus Christ healed many afflicted with various diseases and pains. Lord, especially today we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ, and thank you for the privilege to uplift their names today, to be with them in a wee situation at peace. For Sarah and Tyler, bless them and Betty and Jacob as well, as they recover and receive treatment, that they would have full restoration in the weeks ahead. Lord, also for Colin as he transitions from work and looks for open doors, Lord. Lord, may you open doors and may you build in him a trust in you in all things. Lord, also for others with concerns, Gene Worth, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Kibby, Rosanna, Margaret, Betty, Joel, Ava, Michelle, Tim and Raina, Robert's Aunt Eva, Nancy, and Theodore. Grant healing according to your will. Show your gracious presence to all who suffer, and help us to be agents of your mercy through our caring presence. May all who mourn the death of a loved one find comfort and hope in the communion of saints. And today we do have those that mourn loved ones, Lord, for the Hahn family as they mourn Arnold and Maxine's passing, for the Narver family as they mourn their loved one, and for Denise and her family mourning and gathering for Aaron's funeral this coming weekend. Lord, give them comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Lord, bless our country with godly leaders, with unity, with useful education, with helpful businesses and industry, with a conscientious military, with responsible citizens, with justice and peace, and with all we need for life. Overcome evil and violence among us and fill us with the gratitude for all your goodness to us. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Holy Lord, guide each of us in our daily walk and vocations. Make your will to be our will. Help us to use our abilities and opportunities so that others may experience your providing hand through us. Work in us so that we use your gifts in ways that honor you and help the people you place in our lives. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
And we give you thanks, Almighty God, for your people whom you have delivered from this world and who now gaze upon your beauty and glory as they wait the day of the resurrection, until that day when we are added to their number. Grant us strength and courage by your grace to trust your promises and await your Son's glorious appearing, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
And Lord, we do pray your presence and our presence too, Lord, to be with these prayer shawls, that it would be a reminder for each person that receives them that they are covered in prayer and in our presence for Max, for Peggy, and Chuck. May they be a blessing to them in the days ahead. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.